This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, I apologize. We had to let our caller go. Our caller is under the age of 18.
What is the, just you pick the category.
You want me to pick the category? You have Bite Me, you have Animalize This, and you have License to Spill. I'm going to go Bite Me.
Bite Me.
Eat it. Get yourself an egg.
All right, one of Japan's biggest restaurant chains is closing its outlets for what they call a deep cleaning after two incidents of customers finding, quote, pests in their food. Tsukaya, known for its beef on rice dishes, announced a temporary closure after what a customer found in a bowl of miso. In a statement, the restaurant, of course, apologized for the great inconvenience and concern that it caused, but rumors about the miso incident have been circulating on social media for weeks. But Tsukaya finally was forced to confirm that, yes, this thing had been found. However, they do point out it was found before it was eaten. Now, the company has now taken a more drastic measure of closing more restaurants after another pest was found a week later, this time by a customer in a different city. The manager apologized to the customer and gave them a refund, which seems fair. The question is, what was the pest that was found in the miso? Was it a frog? Was it a rat? Was it a roach? Or was it a maggot? So frog, rat, roach, or maggot?
I feel like it's a wild card on this one, but I'm going to go with the frog.
Mike frog for Mike.
I feel like it has no earthly business being there, and that's why it's on the list.
All right, I got a question. Is miso different than miso soup?
No, it is. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I mean, you can use it in a sauce. You can make soup. It's just a paste. You add water to it, you get soup. Yeah. But this is in the soup, specifically.
Right, and it's a chain, and it keeps happening at different locations.
So far, yeah. There's been more than two, but two got reported most recently, which took it down.
I say maggots.
I'm going with you, Ted, on that one, man. I don't care. If I'm a health inspector, I see a rat, I'm like, get that rat out of here. If I see maggots, I'm like, close the building.
It's disgusting.
Close the building.
Are flies the only thing that are uglier as a baby?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's just one of those things. If you saw a roach, you'd be like, step on that thing and don't tell anybody.
You're right. Maggots freak people out.
I mean, I'm just like, golly.
I've seen some people that were uglier as babies.
What was in the miso? Was it a frog, a rat, a roach, or a maggot? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. Yeah. KISW.
Jump all over them. Categories by me on profile. This is going to be a Japanese restaurant chain. Closed multiple locations for a deep clean after something was found in the miso soup. And then a few weeks later, the same thing was found in a different location in more miso soup. Question is, was it a frog, a rat, a roach, or a maggot?
All right, let us start with Mike Hawk. You went with the frog. You said it has, quote, no earthly business being there. I would agree with that, however.
Damn it.
It was not there. D-Ted Smith, Miles Montgomery, both of you agreed, said maggot. For whatever reason, maggots, of all the things listed, are the grossest.
No,
it was not.
Okay.
Now, it's a straight-up rat, man.
Twice?
This was a rat in a bowl of meat. That's why they discovered it. Before it was eaten. Kind of hard to fit a rat in your mouth and not realize.
Okay.
Well, for you.
Yes, for me.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! There's a lot of things that go on in life, but one thing you can't really... I mean, I guess legally you can change it. But generally, the name you have...
That's the name you get. Mm-hmm.
It's the name you have. So this is an interesting list of some celebrities with the same name. Some of them, frankly, did change it, and you'll figure out why they changed it.
Okay.
When they had the same name, right?
So these are two celebrities that were born under the same name, basically. They went through school both being called the same thing.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Some of them just have the same name. Some of them were born with the same name. Some of them kind of changed it.
Okay. Gotcha.
Some of them just kept it. Right, like Michael B. Jordan.
Right, just add the B.
Sure.
Obviously, he has the same name as Michael Jordan.
Who the hell is that?
But his father, actually, he's actually named after his father.
So there's a couple really? Michael Jordans.
Right, so he's just a junior. And then you figure Michael B. Jordan is what? 30-something?
35, maybe.
So Michael Jordan, the basketball player, might not have been Michael Jordan yet.
Right.
When his father probably didn't even think about it being.
38 years. He was born in 87.
Yes. Right, so Jordan's not Jordan yet.
Right, not quite
right?
yet.
Like, he's starting to cook, but he's not the Michael Jordan we know.
But he was named after his dad, so it really had nothing to do with the basketball.
But you still get stuck on the name.
My baseball coach named his kid Jordan Michael Stanley, in honor of Michael Jordan, the basketball
coach. Okay.
Which I thought was a cool tribute.
Yeah, he said, as for his father, says his father, quote, didn't realize what he was going to be. Basically, he's like, I didn't realize that Michael Jordan's going to be Michael Jordan and put my son through this weirdness for 26 years of his life.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to predict it, man.
Well, and then Jordan became a part of the Screen Actors Guild. Was it just for Space Jam, or did it do any other
Probably
movies?
Probably Space Jam. I don't know that it's yellow ass eyes. Maybe cat people.
Michael Jordan, I don't think, was in any other movies.
Right. So it's just that one movie that screwed over Michael B. Jordan from keeping the name.
Michael, yeah. Well, I think he would have put the B in there either way just to separate it.
Yeah, fair call.
But Michael Jordan is not the basketball player. It's not the...
friendliest?
I would say is by far not the friendliest individual of all time.
Easiest to work with?
I just heard a story the other day of somebody just, like another celebrity, and he was just like, no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, straight shutdown.
Right, like, can I get a picture with you? The other NBA guys that were there were like, no, you know this dude. Like, he's like a rapper or whatever. And the guy kind of panics and goes, dude, like, I just bought one of your jerseys for like 7 G's. Jeez. And apparently Jordan just looked at him and said, you give me 7 G's, I'll take that picture with you.
Oh.
Damn. Wow. Yeah.
Damn. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
I had his basketball hoop when I was a kid.
Not well, a nice man. I mean, look, trust me. There's plenty of people, right? Especially with athletes. Like, I say this all the time. I wish we didn't know as much as we know about them.
Yes.
Because you know too much. But, right, like, a lot of athletes back in the day, like Ty Cobb's a famous one, like notorious racist.
Sure. Loser, this They're or that. Horrible people, but you keep it close to the best.
Right. You just don't know. And also, like, at some point, too, like, you can love Michael Jordan for the basketball player he is and still recognize he's an a-hole.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that's fact.
Oh, let's see. Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child singer and actress. So she's from the singer, and then there's the actress who was in The Flammables, Brokeback Mountain. They've been confused for each other in a bunch of times.
Not by appearance, I guarantee.
No. Katy Perry and Kate Hudson. Katy Perry's real name is Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Oh.
When her career took off, she took her mother's maiden name, Perry.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, that makes sense. There's already a Kate Hudson.
Right.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I would change it just because of that, but that's her mother's maiden name, then why not?
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, yeah. My mother's maiden name was Cox, so I'd be like, I'm not doing it. And yes, there's Brian Cox Stephen and all this Cox. Kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, if I got into porn, sure, but generally speaking, like, no.
Dude, my mother's maiden name was Movahill.
Movahill. God, that's an ugly
Movahill
name.
Movahill, man. Movahill.
Movahill.
I know. And like,
Movahill.
Sometimes, like certain things, you need, like, your mother's maiden name, like certain court documents. It's like, I have no idea how
to spell it. What ethnicity is that?
Irish.
Okay.
Something else in there, probably.
Mine was Olson, but I keep screwing up. Like, is it Owen or Ian? I can't remember.
What is it? Owen?
Olson.
Olson.
So I have to keep looking up at my aunt's like, how do you guys spell this last name? Hang on.
Like Greg Olson.
Exactly.
David Bowie.
Oh, I know this one.
Now, here's what's weird. Everybody calls him David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
He was born David Jones. He changed his name so he wouldn't be confused with David Jones of the Monkees. But the Bowie came from Jim, what I would say, Bowie, in the movie The Alamo. But it's a Bowie knife.
Right, a Bowie knife.
Not but, Bowie. And okay. Like, there's Bowie, Maryland.
Not Bowie.
Right, there's a building in Austin. And it's funny. I was like, oh, the Bowie. And somebody's like, we call it the...
The Bowie.
The Bowie.
Right.
And I was like, I don't... It's spelled the same way.
Okay, so Ted, I just think it's ironic the fact that this guy is probably Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. A lot of people consider David Bowie one of the greatest songwriters, one of the greatest artists.
Yeah.
They put him up there with Dylan. Not that high, but he's right there. And the fact that he had to change his name because of the Monkees on TV, which was a made-up band,
yeah,
like where two people could play an instrument in that band, is just, to me, is just mind-numbing. Also, there was a Davy Jones that was in the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
So, but he wasn't.
That's what I thought.
He drowned, so.
Randy Jackson from American Idol. People have him confused.
Oh, yeah.
Because they knew Randy Jackson is Michael Jackson's brother, a member of the Jackson 5. Unless they say here, but the Jackson 5, Randy Jackson, he never toured with Journey or played slap bass a Blue Oyster Cult's Shooting Shark. Michael Keaton, Michael Douglas. This is kind of like the Bowie Jones situation. Keaton was actually born Michael Douglas. But since there's already a Michael Douglas in the Screen Actors Guild, he had to pick a new name when he joined.
Huh.
Right? That's kind of insane, right?
And it's kind of funny because, like, Kirk Douglas, Michael Douglas's father, that's not his real name. His real name, it's kind of long and, you know, very ethnic.
Right? Estevez.
Estevez.
Emilio Estevez.
He was an Estevez.
Oh, that's Sheen.
That's Sheen.
It was something else, but he changed his name in Hollywood back in the day. So he became Kirk Douglas. Then Michael Douglas basically takes his dad's fake stage name, last name, which messes with a guy who's actually Michael Douglas and has to change his name.
Let's see. Actor Steve McQueen and director Steve McQueen. The director, who's British and black, was actually named Steven after a character on a TV show. But he's born in 1969. The other Steve's movie, Bullet, came out in 1969. So they had to switch that name. And then the last one on the list, what else was on here? Da-da-da-da-da. Katy Perry, David Bowie. Oh, Albert Brooks was born Albert Einstein.
What?
He's named after famous.
No way.
No.
He was named after the physicist. Claims his parents would never tell him why. So obviously he had to change his name.
Ah!
Right? Wait a minute. You name your kid Albert Einstein, but you're not going to tell your kid why. Like, I know I'm named after Albert Einstein. I'm the other goddamn Albert Einstein.
Right.
At least tell me why.
It's like naming you Oprah Winfrey. Like, who am I named
why
after?
Why did you name me Oprah Winfrey? Never tell.
I think it's the first and last name stuff. Because I know a lot of people in this area that would name a kid like Peyton.
Sure.
After, like, Gary Payton, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Or you'd name a kid, I don't know, Ken, after Ken Griffey Jr. But if your last name is already Griffey, right. I don't know that I would give him the exact name.
No. Nah. No. Name him Lynn. I'm Lynn Griffey.
Lynn Griffey.
Right, like Smith.
Lynn Griffey.
Smith is common enough that I, if I had a son, I could name him Will.
Would you name him Stephen A?
That would be awkward.
How about Stephen B? Right. Stephen B. Smith. Stephen B. Smith. Like Michael
Stephen
B. Jordan.
B. Smith.
You know?
Well, I told you, my cousin Kelly, she married a guy. His last name is Sharp. She is pregnant. They're having a daughter. And
oh,
we kept,
come on.
We kept logging, you should name the kid Shannon.
Yeah, male or female.
Yeah, well, she is a female.
Or Sterling.
So it's going to be a girl.
Yeah, Sterling works, too.
For a girl?
I mean, on the main stage, Sterling.
Yeah. I feel
don't
like
go put there down with Jesus it, Miles. Christ, come on.
Well, Shannon, Sterling.
I think Shannon's more of a girl. I mean, in Irish settings, Shannon's not that odd.
Sure.
But it is odd to me that Shannon Sharp is Shannon Sharp.
Oh, good man.
I shouldn't say that. That's racist. Maybe he's Irish descent.
Donovan McNabb.
Troy O'Leary.
Right. I mean, you're like, say what?
Donovan McNabb. That is the very.
That's as Irish as it gets as the brother with cornrows. He's got the Irish name. Okay.
I don't think, Mike, did you ever watch Blue's Clues?
Oh, yeah. Loved Blue's Clues.
All right. I did not watch it, but Steve Burns, he was the original guys on Blue's Clues. So there was rumors that he had died forever, right? Either suicide or an overdose.
Yeah.
Attacked
he got
by a dog
dark there for a while.
Right. He left the show. He says it was devastating. One of the most common things people would say to me was, I thought you were dead. So then he kind of went into a depression. Quote, I built a house in Brooklyn and I never left it. I call it the gray of my life. It was about 10 years where I did nothing but, like, drink a couple bottles of wine every night alone, watch Mythbusters, and eat pad thai.
Well, and when you think about it, he ran a kid's show. So when it runs its course and he's no longer with the kid's show, what are you going to go do? So he disappears off the planet, so everybody thinks that he just got depressed and took himself out.
Yeah. Well, and then he even says here, he's like, look, right, he's sitting around drinking every night, eating pad thai every day. He said he gained 50 pounds.
Damn.
Was, quote, completely unrecognizable, even to himself. Everyone thought I was dead, and eventually I started playing along. The strategy was, well, maybe I am. Eventually, Steve Burns got out of there after taking some advice from Blue's Clues.
All right.
The old show he was on.
We just got a letter. Was he listening to himself through reruns?
He's just saying, like, look, every day on Blue's Clues, I would sit in a chair and look at someone in the eye, and they would ask, will you help me? And it wasn't until I did that in my own life that the real change happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's coming full circle, isn't it?
Right. The show, that was always how it was part of the show. So then finally, you know, like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that go through that, right? You could sit there and say, screw it. I'll just stay. And he had enough money. But then eventually, right, he just finally was like, all right, I don't want to die just alone drinking wine and eating pad thai.
Well, then he showed back up on, I think, TikTok during like the pandemic and whatnot, when everybody's just feeling down on themselves, especially people in my generation. And all of a sudden, his face comes on back and is like, hey, how have you guys been? Like, oh, my God, Steve, it's awful out here. Like, he healed a lot of children out there when he came back, dude. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, good for him. And honestly, good for him for finally, after 10 years, just be like, all right, I need help.
And apparently, being the guy on Blue's Clues gets the guy mega ass.
Well, I can believe that now.
he apparently pulls it when he goes out to the bar. You bet.
Well, think about it, man.
You bet.
Those chicks, oh, I grew up with you. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And he was on a massive show.
It was huge.
Even if it's women his age that didn't watch the show, I'm sure there's a lot of single moms that were like, yo, you helped me out a lot in the morning. You know what I mean?
Help me out in the morning there, baby.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you know, you have a little niece or nephew. Like, you ever try to cook breakfast when there's like, oy, people running in and out of the goddamn kitchen?
Exactly. Go watch Miss Rachel. Go watch Blippi. Get out of here.
I don't know Miss Rachel. I saw my boy Drewski made like a skit that was kind of poking fun at it. People got real upset.
Who is Miss Rachel? What's her deal?
She's the new Steve from Blue's Clues. She's on YouTube. She does a lot of great developmental videos and stuff like that.
She sounds like the teacher that beat you with a broom.
My nephew is in love with her, and apparently there's a lot of dudes out there that are in love with her. They want some Miss Rachel,
Google Miss Rachel.
I mean, she looks like she runs a kid's show. However, there's a lot of people like, what does Miss Rachel do when she's not making videos?
Jesus Christ, people.
And then apparently my sister went to school with Blippi. Apparently, he was actually over at Central Washington University, and she made friends with this dude who had a great idea for a kid's show on YouTube, and it, bam, now all of a sudden he's Blippi.
I don't know if I know Blippi.
Terrence Kid Barrett. really got into Blippi there for a while.
All right.
So did the nephew. He's got like construction rig videos and stuff like that. That like playing with the big.
I don't
toys.
Know about that.
Well, if there was something you liked as a kid, you still like it. Good news: 3 new episodes of Andor on Disney Plus tonight.
All right.
And then watch Jimmy Fallon tonight. I know Miles and I like him. Nate Bergazzi on
awesome.
Fallon.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Bear breaks into an ice cream parlor, and good news, we now know what their favorite flavor is. Hey, do you remember that 7-year-old story from yesterday where he drove to? Good news today, pop quiz. To Kentucky, where 7-year-olds are back in the news, and the story does suck. In Pennsylvania, a story of a rescued family involving a duck. And a man is arrested in the St. Louis airport for attempting to fly naked. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Utah for an unconventional driver. Police got a call at 8 in the morning about an erratic driver on the road, and they quickly caught up with the vehicle and maintained slow speeds behind them after hearing a small detail about the driver. Eventually, the car came to a stop thanks to a parking strip, and officers moved in to confirm suspicions that the driver was 7 years old.
Oh.
What's more is that he had his 5-year-old sister in the backseat with him, as the two were going to McDonald's with cash in hand to grab themselves some delicious breakfast for that morning. The children in the vehicle were brought back home safely, and the mother is beyond astonished about the story and infuriated, informing officers that she'll be making more community service for the neighbors to serve his time and that he's basically grounded forever.
Forever.
She did mention that he has aspirations on becoming a truck driver, which she believes may have inspired him to make the voyage.
All right.
Oh, so he's really interested in driving already, so it's like, let's just get out there exactly. And do it.
Same questions I have.
He's still grounded forever.
Did they bring money? Were they going to walk in or go through the drive-thru? Yeah. All those things.
I think they walked in because you would think that somebody from McDonald's would be like, hey, can we get somebody down here to take care of the kid that's in my drive-thru? Don't worry, I'll distract them. Get
again,
down here.
I would just be like, hey, you got to pull to the side. It's not quite ready yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And then call somebody and be like, there's a 7-year-old driving a car.
There's a child
that's
in
what,
here.
That's what sucks. They didn't make it to McDonald's. Like
they did, though, I thought.
No, they didn't get there. They got pulled over before. Yeah. But I mean, if I'm a cop, I'm like, all right, guys, what do you want? I'll go get it for you. Like, while we're waiting for your mom to get here, whatever the deal is.
Good guy cop.
I know
Miles.
You want nuggets. What else?
No, it's the morning, man. They want the McBuilding. In other news, for more misbehaving children, go to Kentucky.
Sausage burrito.
Damn straight. A woman uploaded some welcome news to her social media page following some naughty behavior from her son. The young lad was playing with her phone when he caught the pangs of his sweet tooth and decided to go onto Amazon and order himself some delicious dum-dum suckers.
Dum-dums really come.
Oh, yeah. Dum-dums are not that bad, man.
They're not that bad, but just the blow pop is superior. I know you're a Tootsie Pop guy.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying. But he bought 30 cases of dum-dums. The cases hold over 2,000 suckers and cost a whopping $130 a piece, meaning that he racked up a grand total of $4,000 in candy. The mother did her best to stop the shipment, but alas, they arrived to the delight of the young boy who said, my suckers are here! Like, no. She worked with Amazon and they agreed to refund her money, also promising to make good on her community helping out as the people volunteered to buy a box off of her to help ease the burden.
Right.
She said that all those orders will be filled shortly as well.
I did that once, ordering food late at night.
Bought way too damn much?
I thought I was ordering extra sauces and I ordered 3 of the same damn meal.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Did you end up getting delivered 3 times over?
No. It was all in there.
No, I mean, what did you order? What was the...
I was trying... It was 3, like, quesadilla things from Taco Bell. So my buddy comes over the next day. I'm like, you want a quesadilla? He's like, why do you have extra quesadillas?
Why don't you?
Yeah, and I was like, I thought I was ordering extra nacho cheese sauce. Turns out I ordered 3 of these damn quesadillas.
Oh, no. Odd story out of Missouri, specifically the St. Louis airport. Officers were called about a man seated in one of the terminals that was violating the airport dress code. That means he was naked, guys.
Tase him.
Officers approached and asked for identification.
Where is he going to pull the ID from? If he hands you ID, don't take it. I can only think of one place he has it hidden. I would just say, sir, what is your name? I don't want your ID, even if you got it on you.
right?
Maybe that's just me, man.
Let me just cross-check this, man. Just, you sit there. Don't move.
Yeah.
Here's a blanket. Officers approached and asked for his identification, to which the man attempted to flee the scene, probably because Steve's right, doesn't have any ID on him. He made it out of the terminal before being approached by another officer, to which he threatened the authority and even knocked his glasses off of his face.
Well, he made it through TSA. He apparently had to have a ticket. You don't get that far.
Correct.
So somehow, you know, he'd lost his mind from the time that he checked in to the time he got into his
delayed
gate.
Again. I don't get it. To California, where the wildlife have a sweet tooth as well. A local shop owner in Tahoe shared her story with the media after she stepped away from the shop for just a moment, leaving the back door unlocked. Great idea. Only to come back to find a 3-gallon bucket of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream had gone missing. Great choice, by the way. Great choice. Checking security footage, suspicions were confirmed that it was the 4-year-old bear, well known in the area as Cinnamon, who had broken into the shop and stolen the large quantity of ice cream.
Yeah, I don't fault Cinnamon on that.
Now, she loves that Cinnamon was actually very neat with it. Didn't, like, make a huge mess or anything like that. That, like she said, I wouldn't have known if there wasn't a muddy paw print on the floor, one, and then the cap to the ice cream was on the ground. Says, usually if bears come in here and they ransack the place, like, they will just, they don't give a damn. They'll crack something open, eat it right there, throw it to the side, and then find something else. Cinnamon just grabbed the ice cream. He's like, all right, later,
Cinnamon
y'all.
Has manners. Come on.
That's right. Cinnamon is a distinguished bear. But just in case those stories have to bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully there's good news.
To York County, Pennsylvania, for a story that's right out of a carnival game. Someone called authorities to report a squad of ducklings that had gotten themselves stuck in a storm drain outside of a local home. They deployed fire crews to the area, who were able to free the ducklings by flushing the drain and then using a net to scoop them out of the water.
I could have come up with that, all right. You know, fellas, all right, yeah.
Just flood the damn thing. They were safely reunited with Mama shortly afterward. I like that. I would have come up with that. Just dump a bucket down there.
Yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't have thought that was cool, but yeah, all right, man.
They'll be fine, dude. Don't worry about them. They're good. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners are in Sacramento taking on the A's for a 3-game series, and unfortunately they tripped out of the gate on this one, boys. They lost that one 8-7, if I'm not mistaken, but they do continue on tonight. You've got hockey on ESPN, basketball on TNT and True TV, and the Mariners continue their series against the A's in Sacramento. Game 2 is over there en route. As far as your weather, beautiful day outside, right? It's a gorgeous day.
Yes. Awesome.
Going away. Clouds are starting to move in to bring temperatures down to the low 50s tonight, and tomorrow we're expecting scattered showers and a high right around 60 degrees. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.